Today on the DML News Podcast, streets of America shut down by pro-Palestinian nutbags as the police turn a blind eye, but not in Florida. Plus, Joe Biden's White House in complete denial and lying to the American people just about everything, while the courts in New York keep Trump from Barron's graduation. You can't make this stuff up. We've got immigration stories, California school stories, and videos that are going to blow your mind. Get ready. Today's a powerful show. And as always, it is all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. On the other side there is my son Dennis, and behind the controls is my son Ryan. We have got a loaded show for you. We are going to start in on it right away. Just a little bit of a heads up to those people watching on Facebook and on YouTube, listening on to Apple Podcasts, because of the massive censorship on these networks, because they will not allow us to talk about the truth in some of the biggest topics that are freaking destroying this country. We can only give you half the show. And then if you want to get the rest of the show, you have got to download the DML News app for free from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Then you go to tab 5. It says Interact. You click Team DML Memberships and you review all the options that are there. If you decide to sign up, and let me tell you, it is as cheap gets, but you do not get a cheap service. You get the best boutique service on the internet. In fact, my daughter said to me yesterday, "Dad, there is no other place like Team DML." And she is correct. If you want to be with thousands of like-minded people, and if you want to express yourself in a way that you're not going to be critiqued because you're some far right-wing guy who wants the border closed or wants to elect Trump, we're the place you want to be. So teamdml.com by your laptop or desktop or via the DML News app, tab 5 Interact. And we would love to have you as a member, and you get to get the full show and be really, really smart, because you'll get to see the things that they are hiding from you on these networks, and even the other right-leaning places don't give it to you. With that said, Dennis, across America, we are having protests from radical lefties and immigrants, both legal and illegal, from what I've heard, saying pro-Palestine, 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 but it's making life even worse for many folks, normal folks who are just trying to live their day. The streets are being shut down and cops are doing nothing. Let's take people to the Golden Gate Bridge in the radical San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi land, and let's see what it is that they did. Play the video, Ryan.
You get out of the fucking road! You're being
I'm not shoving anybody.
So Dennis, now with that video out of the way, we're going to throw up a picture, right? We put up the picture of the Golden Gate Bridge being annihilated, as far as I'm concerned, by these radical leftists. If you compare that to what happened to a couple of people who just chanted outside an abortion clinic, what happens?
Well, those people that were very peacefully and beyond more peacefully, not infringing on anyone, protesting at the abortion clinic, they are facing up to 11 years in prison.
Should we play the video of what those horrible people did in front of the abortion clinic?
Yeah, let's play it.
Ryan, play the video.
All glory be to Christ, our King. All
All right, Dennis, before we get into our analysis of that whole thing, why don't we just keep on telling the story here? We have video out of O'Hare, two different videos, because it didn't just happen in San Francisco. It happened in the far-left radical city of Chicago, O'Hare Airport. Ryan, play both videos simultaneously.
You know traffic's bad when people are literally sitting on top of their cars and walking to the airport. Wow. Oh, there's a protest. That's annoying.
I think I see you, Nikki. And you have a backpack. Is it gray?
You know, Dennis, as we saw in that one video from San Francisco, the man gets out of his car. He is completely frustrated. He's lost his frickin' mind. Let's just go over the things before we show more video. Let's go over the things just back and forth, back and forth. Let's do a tit for tat, see who could win. Ready? Let's come up with the different things that somebody could be in their car needing to go to, but they can't get there because there are people who have no idea where Palestine is even on a map are going to shut down. I'll let you go first.
To go visit their parents.
To give birth to a baby.
To get to a job. To work.
To get to the hospital because they're going to die of a heart attack.
Honestly, just to get to the grocery store.
To pick up their kid from school.
To maybe go visit a friend.
Or visit somebody who's about to die and is on their deathbed. I think we could stop at that. These are the real life examples every single day that we all face. Think about how many people missed a meeting, missed a doctor's appointment, missed something of critical means.
Imagine a job interview. Go on an interview and you got to explain what happened.
Yeah. Or you just don't show up, right? Unbelievable what's happening. But it's spreading further than that, Dennis. It was all over the country. Let's take a look at what took place in Seattle. Play the video, Ryan.
I'm telling you, they closed down the whole street. Everyone has to walk to the airport. What are they doing? Show it to the kid. Show them the robots. Smith's like.
Now, Dennis, the displays weren't just in these city sort of areas. The folks took to the guy who owns X, also known as Twitter, where people like you and I are actually allowed to have an equal voice to the scumbags who are blocking all these roads. At Tesla, they faced a little bit of a confrontation, though, did they not?
Yeah, I mean, you can see it in the video that Ryan's about to play.
Ryan should just play it right on top of you. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's a facility right outside of Fremont, California. They had to close down the plant, basically tell the workers and employees, you know, get out of there. I don't understand how we can even call these peaceful protests. These are the most obstructive and intrusive protests, I think, of my lifetime, other than the Black Lives Matter, which was at least, you know, literal destruction. But in terms of actually infringing on people's livelihoods and being able to work, this is insane. And I don't think it's doing what they think that their message is supposed to be portraying.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I remember the Black Lives Matter protests as much as anybody else does, covered it every single day.
Yeah.
They were ridiculous. They were criminal. Nobody got punished for it, and they should have.
If anything, they got kind of lauded for it.
At the They raised money off it. At the same time is, I will give a little bit of a pass when compared to the pro-Palestinian stuff, because A, although we disagree with it, the Black community, by and large, that was involved in Black Lives Matter or therefore supported them, have this delusional thought that the police are out to get them because they're Black.
Right.
Has nothing to do with the fact that these people who are usually shot and killed by police are shot and killed by police because they're criminals. They resist arrest. They've been arrested 5,000 times. And finally, you know, they've come to pay the fiddler. But right. they believe in something that they see happening in front of themselves.
While we disagree, right, with what their concept was, it was a domestic issue. It was something that was happening within our country.
Yes. So kudos to you. Kudos to me. The difference here is that if you took the people who are laying in the middle of the street and asked them, who is the king of Palestine? Is it King Joe or King Abdullah? They would say King Abdullah. And we'd say, well, there is no king in Palestine. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Who's the governor of Palestine? Oh, I don't know that. Who's the president? Oh, I don't know that. Do you know that Hamas is leading Palestine? Oh, yeah. In other words, they'd have no idea. These are the same people who probably would stand up with their LGBTQ flag and say, do you have any idea what Hamas, the leaders of Palestine, do to gay folks?
Stay away from the rooftops.
There you go. You know, don't rip out your little Joey, you know, and say, can you cut this off because I want to be Josephine? What they'll do is cut your head off instead. But these people who couldn't even list for you the neighboring countries of the Palestinian region, namely Israel, who they want Palestine to be freed from, if you will, these are the folks who are out there because they've got nothing else in their life to do. Now, here's the thing, though, Dennis. These people are fueled. They are fueled by propaganda that is absolutely lit by a force that hates and wants to bring down America. And this force goes the next level, the next distance, the next part of this whole story, which is eventually an internal war inside the United States of America. We now bring you to New York. Ryan, play the videos as I speak. In New York, they are burning American flags in the middle of the street in the name of Palestine and in the name of Allah. And if you don't believe me, Ryan, turn me off and play the video so people could hear it for themselves.
Yeah, we got a fight.
Now, Dennis, just to prove my point, if anybody out there just believes that this is a bunch of freaks jumping around the street and that it isn't a coordinated sort of thing, we bring you inside what looks like a classroom. Where is it, Dennis? Can you give the details of the tweet where the gentleman is standing in front of people and telling them how to learn how to say in Farsi, death to Israel.
Yeah, this happened in Chicago, so no surprise there. But yeah, it's some radical left wing activists teaching a mixed group of people. I mean, I see white people in there, and as well as, you know, as someone who's black, someone who is of a tanner skin. So, you know, he's basically teaching them Farsi, and not the kind of Farsi of pro peace or anything. It's
right. So for those of you who are just listening, all right, imagine a man who looks like he's Middle Eastern descent standing in the middle of the classroom, as Dennis described, with all these different demographics around him. And he is now teaching them how to say something that most of the people don't know. And at the end of the video, you could hear the one woman say, "What does that mean?" And it's death to Israel. Ryan, play the video.
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever, all right? Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, "Marg bar."
Marg bar.
Marg bar Israel.
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 Thank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, so it has two meanings depending on the gender. It can mean death to or down with. So
can we get a marg bar Amrita?
We can get a Marg Bar America. Yes, we can. Marg Bar America.
Marg Bar America.
Marg Bar America.
Marg Bar America.
Thank you.
Dennis, I think this is a great segue into the next part of the program here, which has to be about immigration. I mean, we never get the chance of not talking about immigration.
Well, there is one last video that I think is worth of showing.
Go ahead. What is it?
Well, it's the fact that while this is being tolerated in a bunch of blue states and cities, I think we should show our audience what happens when this is tried and applied to Florida.
Good point, my friend. Before we dive a little deeper into the whole who we letting into our country, why don't we dive a little deeper into the greatest state in this nation where conservatism, the rule of law, and the Constitution is still respected as if it is what it's supposed to be. Ryan, play how it is that Governor DeSantis and law enforcement in Florida handle these maniacs when they try to take over the streets. You know, Den, I'm so happy you made me play that. You know, I know that there was this temporary battle, if you will, because that's politics between, you know, Donald J. Trump and Governor DeSantis. But the truth is that they're both ripped from the same cloth. They both want the rule of law. They both believe in secure borders. They both believe in the fact that if you do not police and if you do not punish people who do things that are unruly and put lives in danger, then you're going to have what is a Joe Biden nation. Nobody really wants a Joe Biden nation other than people like George Soros, the radical left, Barack Obama, Clinton's, you name it, Russia, China, Iran, all the supporters of the Biden administration. There is no better example of how it is that Joe Biden and his ilk are trying to destroy this country than through immigration. We cover it every single day, not because we're obsessed by it, but because the news cycle, the flow of headlines, the flow of information, the unbelievable, you got to be kidding me, wow headlines and videos just stop your clock. Can you give us one of the stories right now out of Arizona, reported by Bill Malusian, one of the best there is when it comes to immigration? Who did ICE pick up?
Yeah, so ICE Boston says that a Brazilian illegal alien was apprehended by Border Patrol in Arizona in July 2021, then released into the U.S. and later arrested in Massachusetts for child rape in December of 2023, so just a few months ago. ICE says the Milford District County Court ignored their detainer request and released him into the community on $5,000 bail without notice in late January. We were embedded with ICE as they found and arrested him in Lowell, Massachusetts 2 weeks ago. Here's a photo I took during the arrest below. And you can just see in the picture, this guy has, I think, a Brazilian soccer jersey on. He does not look very nice, and his hair is also dyed a few different colors.
Ryan, so put up the picture of this guy.
Yeah. So, and then this is from the ICE statement. This Brazilian non-citizen is accused of sexually abusing a Massachusetts minor. Every second he spends roaming free in our communities, he represents a potential threat to the children of our communities. The men and women of ICE Boston will always prioritize public safety by protecting the residents of New England from egregious non-citizen offenders. I got to give, you know, this task team that's in Boston that Bill Malugin was running with for a little bit, you got to give it to them in the sense that it's, I think you used the analogy the other day, like just trying to shovel against the ocean, because they'll catch these guys, they put them away, then the guys are released from liberal judges, and then they catch them again, put them away, and it's just this vicious cycle of almost like a cat and mouse kind of situation.
I'm going to give people a little bit of a challenge here. And I know some of our audience doesn't associate with Twitter or X because they say, hey, it's just too many things for me to do. But if you do have a Twitter account or an X account, I invite you to go on there and search for Joe Biden rubs little children and see the video of him doing that. And then wonder why it is that Joe Biden never, ever seems to get upset or talk about on the podium, these illegal aliens who are coming into this country and raping, molesting, and abusing little kids. I mean, there is not a day that goes by that we do not get some sort of report. You know, there's a whole thing. There's another whole thing. We should get this guy back on an interview. I got to see if I could get him to interview him. His name is James Johnson. People who've been following me for a long time totally know him. He's a guy on his own, just really believes that we should have secure borders, doesn't believe in illegal immigration at all. And what he has dedicated his adult life to, at least for the last 20 years since I've known about him, is he has a thing called NC Fire. NC stands for North Carolina. And what he dedicates himself to on a monthly basis is he goes to the courts and he looks at all the court cases and he sees who it is that is in the country legally and who is not. And then who is actually up for either up on charges or who has been convicted of sexual deviance against children at one level or the next. And it blows your mind. If we had James Johnsons in every single state, maybe we'd have a really good grasp of who's actually getting caught. Think about the people who aren't getting caught. This is as big as an epidemic as the drug problem in this country. And Joe Biden ignores it all. All of it. And maybe he ignores the drug problem because his son's a druggie. I have no idea, but we shouldn't have to be paying the price for this. Let's take it to the next level. Because if you think those people are dangerous, what about the Chinese, Dennis?
Well,
why don't you tell us about Bill Malugin and the Chinese?
Yeah, so here's another Bill Malugin report. Per new CBP, which is Border Patrol, data through March, Border Patrol has now apprehended 24,296 Chinese nationals who crossed the U.S. border illegally in fiscal year 2024 so far, which is already eclipsing all of fiscal year 2023, which was, by the way, so 2023 in total was 24,125 Chinese illegals. So far in this year alone, we have passed that number.
Okay. And so it's a fiscal year,
right?
What they're calculating this on. Keep in mind, we've already passed the number. We have 6 more months to go.
Do you want to know the percentage since fiscal year 2021 in terms of Chinese?
Hit me. Go ahead.
7,000% in fiscal year 2021. We had 342 Chinese illegals. Fiscal year 2022, 1,900 Chinese illegals. And obviously, we know the numbers for 23 and 24. I don't know any other demographic, unless I'm completely wrong here, that is quite literally quadrupling their numbers here.
Why wouldn't you? If you're Xi Jinping and you want to take over the United States of America, you know what you do? You take the people that you really don't want in your country right now, you send them over, you make sure they're nice and young, you say replicate, have babies in there because they'll become U.S. citizens. Yeah, and if you don't do it and you don't report on it, guess what? Your family that you left behind here, they're going to be hanging from a tree. Now, with that being said, we always talk about the crime and the terrorism and the IDs being stolen and the children being raped and all the other different horrifying crimes. But what about underneath all of that? What about just looking at the hospital system? You may recall, Dennis, when I made my first movie, They Come to America, I took you with me as my cameraman. You sat there with me at a Miami-based hospital, and that Miami-based hospital, bottom line, looked you and I right in the camera and said, we are almost out of business because of unpaid bills by illegal aliens. That was 12, 13 years ago. Okay, it still goes on today. This is from the GOP. It's a statement from the GOP on Twitter. Hospitals are being overwhelmed by unpaid hospital bills from illegal immigrants. Denver Health in Colorado is at a breaking point to an insurmountable amount of unpaid medical care costs, largely the result of illegal immigrants who cannot afford medical bills. Somebody turns around in response to this and says, do you mean the free health care the Biden regime promised the illegal aliens isn't free at all? Of course, it falls on the private sector and all of our health care costs will go up. Got it. Now, let me tell you what I pay for health insurance every single month. I pay $3,300 and you're not even on my policy. So you say, well, $3,300, you must have everything covered. Are you kidding me? I just went in for new reading glasses. If people can't watch the show and tell, I'm always grabbing a pair of glasses and none of them are ever the same. And your mother says to me, you know, because I've been complaining about headaches. So she says, we really should go get your eyes tested. We go into an eye vision center and the doctor has to give me a test. I had to pay a $70 copay to take my eyes and put them in. I said, my insurance doesn't cover this. No, insurance doesn't cover it. I went to go get glasses. My insurance doesn't cover it. No, your insurance doesn't cover it. My God, what am I paying $3,300 for? Let me tell you. So this way, Juanita from Latin America can drop her little baby and somebody, damn it, is paying for it.
Look, it's beyond broken. I mean, thank God I'm relatively in pretty good health. I just have to right now necessarily worrying about me, and yet my healthcare plan is within the 200 range. It was the cheapest one I was available, either that or nothing, you know. And I looked at the coverage. I only could go to certain hospitals and only certain things would actually be applied under it. So it's beyond broken. It's non-functional.
You'll see, basically what you're paying for $200 in this is, God forbid you have to go to the emergency room. And I say, knock on wood, God forbid, that a good portion of it will be covered. The majority of it will not.
No.
I still get emergency room bills from when I've had to go to the emergency room before for basically just basic stuff, and you still get the bill. So you're
but
getting
if
nothing.
I come into the country illegally and I just want to get my flu systems checked out at the emergency room, I can get that all handled, take off, maybe go to another state, and they'll never find me or charge me.
Well, you know, and I know that the Biden administration is giving out all this free health care, free this, free that, because they want something in exchange, Dennis. Why don't you read the tweet from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yes, so this is her quote tweeting, but her original tweet says, they are going to steal the election with illegal votes. This is why there have been a large number of voter registrations in key states with social security numbers, because migrants can get an SSN without citizenship. This is why the Biden administration is keeping the border open. Now, what she is referring to is a flyer or multiple flyers that are being distributed at an NGO in Mexico encouraging illegals to vote, but not just to vote for President Biden. Now, I would read you the flyer, but it's completely in Spanish. And even though I can understand it, I'm sure most of our audience does not speak it. And it's very obvious that it's written in Spanish because it's encouraging a certain demographic.
However, we do have one line translated, and here's what it reads.
Yes, yeah.
Reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open.
It's like they are being so obvious at this point.
Because you want to know why? Nobody's doing a damn thing. Nobody's doing a damn thing. They know they could get away. It's like the O.J. Simpson, man. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. They know they're going to get away with double murder. They know they're getting away with it. And if you don't believe that this has all been a master plan for a very long time that Joe Biden has been involved in, don't blame it all on Obama. He's been involved in it. We're going to play a video for you going back, I think it's 2015, where Joe Biden knew how to tie his sneakers at that point. He didn't forget about how to tie his sneakers yet.
And take note of who he's sitting next to.
In this video, he is sitting next to who now is the DHS head, Mr. Mayorkas, okay? That's who he's sitting next to. For those of you who are only just listening, and even those of you who are watching, just make sure you take a look to the right, and you'll see he's sitting next to Mayorkas, who now is carrying out what Joe Biden says in this video.
I just want to say, facial expressions say everything. Mayorkas may not be saying anything, but if you are watching, just watch that smile as Biden talks about what he's about to talk about.
Absolutely, Dennis. And that's the... See, Barack Obama told us he was going to fundamentally transform the United States of America. He told us which way he was running the ball, and we looked the other way. Joe Biden told us what was going to wind up happening, and we looked the other way. We keep on being told what's going to happen, and we ignore it. The people who are chanting death to America in the streets of New York, you think that that's just going to stop on Fifth Avenue? That's going everywhere. It's going to continue unless we have a radical change in the next couple of months. Even if it is that Donald Trump is in jail, my Lord, do I hope he picks as a vice president the guy who's running the state of Florida, because we will get rid of this slime. But with that said, before we play this Joe Biden video, this is the point in time where I've got to say to the people of Facebook, I've got to say to the people of YouTube and listening, those listening on Apple Podcasts, I have to say goodbye to you now, because the rest of this show, I would not be able to talk to you about the Trump versus Biden stuff that's going on right now. They don't want you to know what's being done to Donald J. Trump. They don't want you to know the details of it. They want you to think he's a criminal. We've got so many videos and so many things to talk about. On top of that, John Mellencamp, an absolute radical lefty. Wait until we show you what he did at his latest show to the people who don't want Joe Biden. And then, to make you absolutely sick to your stomach, California is carrying out the Joe Biden regime's plan to freaking destroy our children like no other state there is. When we play the video of what it is that they're pushing for there, you will just freak. That's for people who are on Team DML. If you can't join us, I'm sorry. We'll be back with you, God willing, tomorrow, and at least you get half the show. With that said, here plays Joe Biden from 2015, and when we come back, all of it is on Team DML, which, by the way, can be found on the DML News app, which you could download for free from the Google Play Store, Apple App Store. Go to Tab 5, Interact, Team DML Memberships. You sign on, boom, you're in there, and you're in there for good. So, Ryan, play the video. For the rest of you, we'll be back. The rest of you that don't come, God bless you.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.